Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Wednesday morning in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
57 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 80s. It will be cloudy today, although it doesn't look like there's going to be rain. Did you see rain?
So they're saying no rain till like next Wednesday.
I start to complain when there's no rain.
Well, we need it.
Yeah.
Bad.
Okay, you're doing old man stuff. I'm trying to do Blind Melon. We're not even starting on the right foot here. And I start to, you don't remember?
No. No, sorry.
Just wanna say.
Oh, that song. No.
We start off this morning with a battle that is raging right outside our doorsteps.
We're losing.
We lose every battle outside of our doorstep.
Well, it's nature, man. Nature always wins in the end.
Well, that's not necessarily true because you've defeated nature several times in your backyard. So we work down in High Falls. And it's a weird part of the city because we're literally right next to the giant waterfall. So for as urban as we are, there's also a lot of nature that happens.
Oh, sure.
Because, like, you know, there's like with the gorge and everything, there are animals that live down there.
We got deer and skunk.
It is nothing for, like Tommy said, a deer to just be wandering down the street. We get raccoons and all that stuff all the time. So the newest wildlife that has established itself in our area are a family of pigeons. And these pigeons have roosted inside
the overhang.
Right,
like this little perch.
In front of the front door.
Yes, it's right in front of the front door. So these pigeons have been there now, would you say, for like 7 months?
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair?
Since the spring.
So here's what sucks about these pigeons. First of all, they crap all over the front step.
They have splattered the entire front of the building.
And it gets all over the handle, like the rail to the door.
You just get crunch on it on the way out.
Yes.
If you're lucky.
So on top of that, I get the privilege every morning.
Get the early morning pigeons.
So I always, these things have been here for 7 months. I always forget they're there. And I will walk up to the door. Now, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I am down here by myself. I will use my like key fob, boop, to get in the door. As soon as I open the door, when it clicks, the pigeons flip out. And I always forget, and it scares the crap out of me.
It's the birds.
Yes, every single day. I will duck like there's a bomb going off, and I'll run inside the studio every day. I feel like an idiot because I forget. All right, so it's become enough of a problem where we have decided as a company we're going to try and get rid of these pigeons. So to do so, what would you describe what was established, Tommy?
It looked like little spiky plastic things on the ground that would have – I thought it was somebody dropped a box that would had – It looked like shipping container stuff.
Okay, so it's like a plastic strip.
And it has like little pointy things coming out of it.
Like 6-inch long metal spikes.
Thin. Sometimes you'll see these at the top of buildings and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yes. All right, so.
But they're on the ground.
Well, they I don't think they put them on the ground initially.
All right.
It seems that someone from our company got up on a ladder and put these spiky strips there when the pigeons weren't there.
So they attached it up there.
Yeah, yeah, to keep the pigeons from going back to the nest. Yeah, you got it. And I walk in this morning, and every single one of the 4 spiky strips is on the ground, and we have been outsmarted by the pigeons.
But that makes sense, because I saw one flying in with a toolbox. Had a big DeWalt bag.
They lasted
work goggles.
They lasted less than 24 hours. Yeah.
And they just took it and threw it. Like, yeah. Not even no issues at all.
Nope.
So now I can either step in pigeon crap or a spiky thing.
Yes, exactly. Like we're all gonna get tetanus from stepping in the spiky thingy there. So we've been outsmarted by nature. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We work in downtown Rochester, and somehow we were outsmarted by nature.
But it happened to the city with the crows. Remember, they couldn't get rid of the crows.
Yeah,
they cut everything with the crows.
I mean, they spend, moved them around.
They spend millions of dollars every
year
trying to
keep coming back.
Yep, over and over and over again. And I there is nothing more infuriating, defeating, embarrassing than getting beat by nature.
Yeah.
Because it happens to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's, you know, fox, raccoon in your yard, mm-hmm. mice problem, you got bugs.
Rats.
The money that you will spend, the headache that will ensue,
mm-hmm.
and the frustration when it doesn't work, it makes you feel so stupid.
And helpless.
But these animals, they're dumb animals,
mm-hmm.
right?
But they're only good at one thing, but they're really good at it.
What's that?
Surviving.
Yep.
Mm.
Like, that's their whole job is to be skittish. And figure it out.
I mean, but skittish is one thing. Like, I would think the pigeons, like, to your point, they just want to survive. Like, once they see something that's, like, concerning to them continuing
like
to breathe, like, they would just
they figure
like,
it out.
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to go find somewhere else to be. Mm-hmm. These pigeons are like, F you.
Mm-hmm. This is my house.
Yep.
Yeah.
My house. They're the Ray Lewis of pigeons.
It was funny because I saw it on the ground this morning and I was like, oh, that's where did that come from? And I look up and the pigeon's just looking down on me like, yeah, what?
Sup, bitch?
Still here.
It is amazing. Like, everybody's had issues with birds if you live long enough. And my old man had a massive heart attack and they told him he had to start walking.
Okay.
So at their condo in Florida, he had to start walking. And all of a sudden, this nest of birds started like right outside, kind of like here by their door. So when he went out to go for his walk, they would attack him. Like every time, they would literally touch his head.
Like dive bomb him.
With their talons. Like they came down on his head. So he went and bought those old safari pith helmets. Like you were on like the French Foreign Legion or something. And he had to put on this pith helmet every day to leave the house because they would attack his hat. And he couldn't get rid of them for months.
I find it funny. That, like the old most old man thing you may have said is if you live long enough, eventually you'll have issues with
yes,
birds.
Yes, you will. No matter where you live,
yeah.
A bird's going to start screwing with you.
And like I think what's most frustrating about this, again, we're talking about this family of pigeons. They started nesting right above our front door at our studio like 7 months ago. Mm. And they're crapping all over the place and they're scaring the crap out of everyone when you go to walk into the door in the morning. So somebody had put up spiky strips to try and keep them from coming back yesterday. The pigeons, in less than 24 hours, managed to get the spiky strips off where they were on the ground. And the pigeons are now lauding over us, laughing in their pigeon laughter at the attempts we had to keep them away. If you live out in the country,
mm-hmm.
How do I put this? Your options for removing things...
Well, it gets a lot easier, bro.
Okay. I think that's the hardest part about being in the city here, is that there's not a lot we can do.
No.
Because, like, once you cross a certain line, now it becomes, like, an issue.
Yeah, you can't sit out here with a rocking chair and a 12-gauge.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you can. It's just the police are going to get called right? I mean, and like there's other buildings around us, right? And I think the reason why the spike strips may have gone up is because the birds in just the middle of the day will just fly out of the nest and also scare the crap out of people. Because mm-hmm. there's also somebody in the building who has been fighting for the pigeons.
They are they're pro pigeon.
They're on the pigeon side.
So why?
They have bonded with the pigeons, I
guess? But they can go, listen, man, pigeon got all out there. All that's you.
Sure, yeah.
So you don't need to be in here.
But they chose this
spot. So she... Or he.
Oh, look at you. Who could this person be?
Well, you know it's a chick, man. It's always going to be a chick. Pro bird.
Well, so the pigeon was raising a pigeon family.
Yeah,
like,
they had
a family up there, right? So I don't know if she identified being a mother with the baby birds.
All right.
Being a baby, you know, look at you trying to
I like how mothers, like, identify with bird bomb. Like, you go home and spit worms into your kid's mouth in the morning.
That's actually,
you're not the same people, man.
I saw on TikTok that's how you're supposed to feed your kid.
Oh, really? Just spit worms in their mouth?
Well, not worms, but you...
As a mother, I can understand what these pigeons are going through. It is so difficult getting them to be teenagers.
How long do pigeons live?
too long.
Can we Google how long pigeons live?
I don't know. Like
they
the
seem
average
to be pretty
bird.
Resilient. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like,
what's the lifespan of an average pigeon?
Well, that's what I mean. Because like maybe this,
5 years.
If it's 5 years, I don't want to.
6 years.
For 6 years?
Six years
in the wild, it says.
We got to do this for 6 years? Because I've already given up.
They don't go anywhere. Yeah.
I quit. You beat the spiky strip system that I didn't even establish. You live here now. You can have my studio. He's going to do the show. Tommy and the Pigeon.
I mean, I've never really, other than the crap on the ground, I don't really care.
So I started going the other way, whether or not.
You really did?
I don't want to, I got nice shoes on. I'm not going to walk through pigeon crap.
He is such a bitch. He's been scared off by pigeons.
They have forced you to change your routine, which is very hard knowing you.
If I wear dress shoes in the morning, which normally I do, I'm not going to walk through bird crap.
Honey, cross the street. There's some pigeons looking at us. Got some dangerous looking pretty. You know, did you see 60 Minutes last week?
I don't like to clean my kicks when I get home.
Your kicks. At your age, there are no kicks. At your age, they're stumbles. 2 by 2 WCMF. All right, folks are here to help us.
Oh, bird people.
Yes, with our bird issue. Tom's on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Besides walking through pigeon crap.
Well, Tom, you got a voice that sounds like a man who's dealt with a pigeon or two.
You don't take no crap off
well,
a pigeon.
I drive tractor trailer and the overhangs on the docks. The birds like to nest up in there. The same thing that you're going through right now. Okay. What we did is we had the guys come in and hang chicken wire over the like a kind
hey,
of.
But
a
don't you get chickens in?
And then they can't get up there. If the chickens fly up that high, that's fine.
See what you did?
The high chicken.
See what you did?
They're hanging out at Kano's house.
No, here's the thing. Like, I have a feeling, Tom, if we did that, like, not only would the pigeon stay, but, like, one of our coworkers would be held prisoner behind the chicken wire, right?
That'd almost be worth doing it, wouldn't it?
Tom, thanks for the advice, buddy. I appreciate it. Like, it does get to a point, whether it's at your house, at your job, whatever it is, where the effort to get rid of them is not worth just dealing with
them. Yeah.
Because like there was
I just want an exterminator to get rid of them.
You can't kill a pigeon, can
no.
you?
Well, but they can probably figure out ways to remove them or
they could probably put up stuff.
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, we tried that. Didn't work.
Well, we didn't try the chicken wire though.
You want to go you want to
well,
get a ladder
or noise. You know what sucks about this happening at work?
Why don't you go out there and do your act? Clear them out like Jim Jones.
No, we got
a bunch of dead pigeons laying in the street.
Kimmy doesn't even know what that is.
You don't know who the Reverend Jim Jones is.
The occult thing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she knows.
Pigeon cult.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about this happening at work though is it always becomes somebody's responsibility whose job it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Like somebody, if you have mice, if you have you know, any kind of like infestation problem, it always becomes somebody's job to handle it that is not qualified to handle it.
Yeah. And actually that guy went on vacation for a week starting today. So he doesn't even know.
He went south.
He won't see the spikes on the ground.
And nobody's going to move those spikes. You know that, right? Like those spikes are going to stay there
for a
week.
First of all, they're laying in pigeon crap. I'm not touching them.
Okay, man, you're such a man. What a man.
Well, I didn't see you picking him up this morning. You daintily walked around him today, and then you got scared by the flapping.
Bro, you
oh, my God, you're flapping. Oh, my God,
help me. You're walking a different door.
You're crossing the street for pigeons.
I took the ramp.
That's not an old man thing to say.
I kind of like the ramp. I kind of get it.
I prefer a slight incline over steps.
I like it.
What is wrong with you, man?
I'm so done with steps.
You're a sentence away from a Skechers commercial.
Which you have to touch your shoes.
If you're watching the show on the live stream right now, it looks like you're wearing Howie Long Skechers. By the way, quick sidebar. Do you know that Skechers now makes a Rolling Stone labeled shoe?
That would make sense.
Yes. Because I saw them online.
So the Stones endorse Skechers.
Well, yeah, Skechers has bought the rights to put like the lips and other logos on this thing. Because I saw the sneakers and I was like, those look cool.
So rock and roll is definitely over.
Yep. Yeah. when Mick.
I don't have to touch my shoes no more.
But going back to the point I was making a second ago about the animals and getting rid of them at your house and everything, there is like there's a delicate balance between I want these things gone and a point where you cross where it's like the stress that you are feeling physically, emotionally is not worth just letting them be. Because the worst thing you can do is obsess over it to the point where you are now, it's consuming your life.
But you have to walk through it every day. So it constantly reminds you that they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless you just find a way to live in harmony.
And I was going
to
say, maybe just get used to it.
With feces?
I mean, it's pigeon crap.
An infestation?
There's pigeon crap everywhere.
Now, there used to be clean out here.
When was that?
This used to be a nice area.
Oh, my.
The amount of things that Pat has stumbled on his way into this building in the morning.
Multiple people doing heroin. I'll take a pigeon. And I love how you say this place used to be clean. When?
The 40s. It was beautiful down here. No, everybody was dressed nice. Pigeons knew their place.
No, wasn't this?
We've had multiple mice in this room. The mice thing bothers me more than the pigeons.
I don't see the mice that much, unless they're scaling the walls around here.
Bro, I watched you lift your dainty feet
again,
off the ground.
Again, I had my good shoes. I had my good kicks.
A bitch tried not to scream when you saw
that
pigeon.
I don't like mice.
Like, the funniest thing, if you're watching live stream, I'm going to do an impression of Tommy when the mouse was rolling. Ready?
My shoes.
I'm just doing, just a regular man doing a radio show. The $90 is what I just saw.
Trying to do a show over here. I got to sit here in a mousetrap.
So for those who don't know, we were doing a show a couple years ago, and in the middle of the show, we're mid-discussion, a mouse starts scaling the wall.
Like Tom Cruise.
We have soundproof walls, so they're kind of like fabric-y, so his little claws must be able to
get in there pretty good.
So, like, I see the thing, okay, it's just a mouse, whatever. Kimmy...
you grew up with infestation.
We never had any
Your house had to be
I'm telling
full
you.
Well,
of
he didn't
it.
See him.
I'm telling you.
You didn't see him? Your house had to have such an infestation of everything.
Look, I am open and honest about the house I grew up in. I promise you, we never had bugs, we never had mice, we never had nothing. I'm telling you, man.
Or a daddy.
the mouse left with my old man. No, man,
Well, she's never had a chance in your house.
I'm just saying, I've never seen a guy react the way you did to just a little mouse.
I don't want a mouse around me.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Oh, what's it going to do? Is it gonna lightly brush your leg?
If you have one mouse, you know what you got? What? Mice.
Okay, so what is that going to do to
they
hurt
spread
you?
Filth
what?
And disease.
No, you're thinking of rats.
No,
rats spread
mice
disease.
Do it too.
Okay.
What do you think? Mice are all clean? Like mice. They have hand sanitizer, wearing a mask?
No, stupid. It's mice sanitizer. And besides, their little hand's not strong enough to hit the pump. It's not going
to
work.
Well, that's why they have to have a bunch of them. Don't you watch cartoons?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cell phone makes your life so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
It can also ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what's strange about the cell phone, the smartphone specifically, even though it's been around now for almost 25 years,
yeah.
We still don't have rock-solid social rules about what is and isn't okay. That goes double in relationships.
Oh.
Because these things that could be destroying your relationship involving your phone are also things you can make an argument you shouldn't be upset about.
Even though it's tearing the family apart.
Well, see, I'm interested... see where you come down on this. Right. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So your cell phone can have a serious effect on a relationship.
Oh, sure.
And we now have relationship experts coming out with an article talking about the things you should never do with your cell phone and your partner because it will destroy you.
All right, what is it?
All right, so they give a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start with number one. If you won't share your password to your phone with your partner, that is going to ruin your relationship.
Okay.
Two, if you put your phone face down when you're not using it around your partner, that is going to
ruin. You're up to something.
Okay. Three, locking your phone when you are done with it and your partner is in the room, that's going to ruin your relationship. Mm. Four, being hot and cold about whether or not your partner is allowed to touch or use your phone will destroy your relationship. And we could keep going, but it's becoming apparent that all of these things have to do with your partner and the access you allow them to your cell phone.
Yeah.
Like you have something to hide.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So as you get onto the article, they don't spell it right out, but it seems that they feel that if your relationship is going to work, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever, should have unfettered access to your cell phone whenever they want.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, we do. But old relationships, probably not.
Well, why?
Because I was cheating.
Okay, so then...
and I was looking at skanky stuff and dirty stuff that I didn't want them to know about.
Skanky stuff.
Yeah, so like, if I would say if I was in my 20s in a relationship, oh yeah, man.
So you're saying that if somebody is hiding their phone or doing these things to the other person, it's only because they're doing something wrong?
I would assume.
Really?
Well, what is the reason would you have unless you're messing or looking where you shouldn't be looking?
Well, I mean, there are some things that are yours and only yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? I'm not allowed to have something that's mine?
Yeah, but why can't I know what you're doing?
Well, because it's mine. I mean, it's...
Okay.
I get suspicious of, like, coworkers that, like put their phones face down every time you... especially if you come around and you're like... And they like put it down quick.
That's somebody messing.
No, here's the thing.
That's a messing move right there.
No, because I always have my phone face down because I don't want something to fall on my screen and crack it. My phone is always face down wherever I go. If I put it down, I put it down face down. Yeah, because if something falls on it.
What's going to fall on it?
Well, no, I don't know.
A brick?
Well, no, like if I'm like drinking my water bottle and it slips out of my hand and it falls on my phone, it could crack my screen.
Oh.
Is that suspicious?
Yeah. It would look weird.
So because I know people who do that and they have like that privacy screen on their phone. Mm-hmm. So like you can't even see what they're doing from like an angle.
I don't think you understand how important that privacy screen is, especially when you're using your phone in public. Because you don't realize when you're going through say you're standing at like waiting for your lunch or whatever. Well, if you're going through social media, every once in a while, like something inappropriate will pop up that you don't even follow. And then that person behind you is like, oh, we're perv.
Pervin.
Big booty girls on the Instagram.
Pervin and Meffin.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Do you agree that your partner, your husband, wife, should have unrestricted access to your phone?
I think so, but I also, I think there is a way to go overboard where if that person's checking your phone all the time, there's a level of trust being violated, even if you're not doing anything. Like, why do you need to see my phone all the time?
Oh, it sounds like Kimmy's messing.
No, we have an open phone relationship policy. But it would bother me if like my husband was constantly checking my phone.
And that's what's so weird about this is look, same thing. Like my wife grabs my phone, doesn't bother me at all. Go do your thing, whatever. I get more nervous that she's gonna like delete something because my daughters at two points in their lives wiped my phone completely clean, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah,
right. But like, and like, if I grab her phone, no big deal either. But if my wife like demanded my phone,
right,
I would have a problem with it.
Yeah, that's a little different.
No, but you sit here and you go,
that's a police state. It is. Oh, like, so you demand my phone.
So you wouldn't give it up?
No. No, I mean, for what? I mean, I would have an argument with her.
In my head. Would you have an argument with her, you lying-ass bitch? You're crossing the street for pigeons, but you're going to argue with the woman who keeps the roof over your head?
You'd have to turn it over.
You're the pigeon of that house. You're perched up in that bed. Just wait. She's putting down spike strips. You're kicking them out. You wouldn't say a word.
Yeah, you'd have to just eat it, I guess.
You don't have to eat it.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you got to eat it.
Again, are you not allowed to have something in a relationship that is exclusively yours?
I don't think so. Because if they demand it and you don't show it, you look guilty.
Mm. But looking guilty is not being guilty.
Yes, it's worse. Because then the imagination runs wild of what you're up to.
Okay,
but if I could physically say, no, this is that, end of story. If I deny it, the imagination is going to take over, and it's going to be 10 times worse.
Okay, but that's a you problem, not a me problem.
I get that, but it's a me problem.
So,
but I don't want a me problem. I want a note problem.
Boom. Do you, Do you know couples that share, they'll share like a social media account or one is always on the others? And like, I always feel like that's overstepping a boundary, even though they're open with each other about it. I'm like, you should be able to have your own private thing without your significant other being involved.
When I see the couple's social media page, the Instagram or the Facebook or whatever, I assume one of them have already cheated online.
That's the assumption, though, right? Like somebody did something wrong for you to have this.
I take that back. If it's an older couple, I assume he doesn't know how to use Facebook and she's like the pilot.
Fair. Yeah.
But if they're like in their 30s and 40s, I'm assuming that one of them already did something inappropriate online and that's why they're doing this thing.
Okay.
And it's not a good look.
Yeah,
right?
It always has bothered me because, to your point, you should absolutely be comfortable enough where like you're not worried about that person's social media.
And it's funny you say that. I want to believe that too. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this article, phone habits that will ruin your marriage. Not sharing passwords, putting the phone face down when you're not using it, locking the phone when you're done so your partner can't get in, being hot and cold about whether they can touch your phone. Essentially, if you are not completely open about what is happening on your cell phone, they're going to be upset and worried you're cheating. And Kimmy, you say, I want to believe you should be able to have your private social media stuff. But then again, we sit here smugly like, maybe we're being naive.
Well, like I said, I wouldn't mind if my significant other, like, they're open to check it, but I don't know why we have to share it. You know what I mean? Like, why do we have to run this together?
They do say running a business with a romantic partner is very hard.
It's impossible.
And I think that counts with a Facebook page, too. Because I have a couple of people I know that do this.
Yeah.
And I will never interact with you on social media because I don't know who I'm talking to.
I don't know who I'm getting. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, most of the pictures that get put up are from the female part of the relationship.
It's usually, like, if they have kids, it's usually mostly, like, their kids or pets or something.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I'll say this. You've been in relationships with women that weren't very secure.
Yeah.
Granted, you were cheating on them, so. Like,
but they didn't know that till the end.
There are very few things as exhausting as having to constantly reassure a woman that you are not stepping out.
Because it's never ending.
Yeah.
It's like shoveling water, man. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. So like when I see this and like, you know, you're not sharing your password and your phone's face down and you're locking the screen and da 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 da. Like if I was doing that and I'm with a woman who's saying that, that might be a deal breaker for me. Because if we're going down this road.
Oh, starting out?
Yeah.
I can't.
Can't do it. I can't constantly tell you I'm not doing anything wrong.
And even if I'm not doing anything wrong, like, my wife and I have completely different senses of humor, what we would find funny, what I'm looking at.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And I sometimes will make the mistake of showing my wife something, and she'll go, that's terrible. As a mother, why would I want to look at that? Do you know there are struggling pigeons downtown right now? And you find that funny? An overweight boy got hit with a paintball, and you think that is funny? That poor child.
But you're lucky. You got your earbuds. What do you call those things?
Yeah, my hearing aids.
Hearing aids, yes.
So I can listen on my phone through my hearing aids, and you don't even know I'm listening.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas, like, you know, we've all accidentally had, like, those moments where you're, like, looking at Instagram and all of a sudden the sound starts.
Yeah.
Where, like, same thing. I'll be looking at something that's hilarious and my wife will be like, what are you doing? And, like, the sound will come on and then my wife has to come look at it and she thinks I'm a complete moron, you know?
It's not funny.
How about just, like, the weird ads you could get based on, like, one thing you clicked on? That I would be like embarrassed, like why is this popping up for you?
Well, so I've been explaining to you guys, we've talked about this on the show. They're called, I believe, RFID tags, and they're in the clothes that we buy.
Mm.
And those RFID tags can be picked up by your cell phone, and you can get direct marketing based on just shirts that you put on.
Mm.
My nightstand is where my wife keeps like her intimates, right? Like her undies. Right?
Yeah.
So on Instagram, I will get direct ads for women's underwear. Because my phone sits over that drawer.
Sure.
That's what I mean, though. Like,
panty pants.
It's frustrating as hell because I'm getting these like direct ads, and it makes it look like I'm buying myself panties and wearing them and not telling my wife.
We also live in a house full of women, so I mean, who knows what your phone's being exposed to.
It's going to be a ton of like female crap.
But here's the thing. If we didn't do this show, and we didn't talk about these RFID tags before this started happening, I would have no explanation for it.
Or your phone got hacked by the panty police.
Exactly. Like, I would be like, no! Barry, I swear to God, I'm not looking at other women's panties. Why would I even care about panties? Who'd have thought that our area would be one of the worst in the country for this physical ailment?
This sounds horrible.
It's not good. If you live with it, it sucks. But now that we have the information, it kind of starts to make sense.
Yeah, but can I fix it?
You can grow out of it sometimes.
Grow out of it?
Yeah.
I've been growing out of crap.
Including those pants. He got those when he was in seventh grade.
That's when I made short shorts. Yeah, quality,
big,
quality
big
fabric.
Fan of a short short on seventh graders, are you? Look, it seems like almost everyone born here has this, or did have this at some point. Right. And maybe it's living here that's doing it to us. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Did you know?
What?
Rochester is the second worst place in America.
Wait, number two?
To live with asthma.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, and it's funny because I know so many people with asthma.
Everybody in Rochester has asthma. Everybody. Story on News 8 last night said they factored in three things when they were doing this study. And it wasn't News 8 that did the study. It was doctors, obviously. So the three factors were the prevalence of asthma, how many people have it, ER visits caused by asthma, and deaths caused by asthma.
Okay.
And the reason we are so high is, like you said, it's the prevalence. We have an enormous amount of people in the greater Rochester area that have asthma.
Do they know how you get asthma?
Yeah, you get bit by the asthma sparrow.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's really bad.
We just get rid of those damn things.
Got to put those spikes up, keep them away. I mean, I there's probably, I don't know.
I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know how.
I mean, do
you
get it at, I mean, can you catch it, like, through the air?
Oh, you got a big case of it.
Because it's basically, it's a lung disease, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
You have those puffers.
Is it an inhaler? Yeah.
And people can, like, grow out of it, too, or get it later in life.
So my brother had it as a kid. And actually, he had it into his 30s.
So he had an inhaler into his 30s?
Yeah, and then I had a niece that had it.
So there's a lot of different factors. It could be allergies, infections, family history, weight can affect that. Allergies, obviously.
Right.
So, like, I had it as a kid. I grew out of it. My oldest daughter, my 14-year-old, has it. And, like, when I played sports as a kid, it felt like everyone had an inhaler on the sidelines all the way up through high school. And now, like, my daughter with hockey, she's been on teams in the past where kids had to write their names on the inhalers that they brought to the bench because the coach literally had seven inhalers in his pocket during the game.
All right.
So, did you have asthma as a kid?
I didn't, but that was when I remember, noticing
disease.
It for the first time was... playing sports as a kid, and you'd see every now and then, like, a kid would have to take a break to go get their inhaler, but I'm like, faker.
Everybody thought those kids were faking.
Wait, what?
Everybody thought those kids were faking it, man.
Well, they always had to go do it at the most convenient time.
Yeah, because that's when your asthma
just
flares
saying.
Up. No, that's true. If I'm in the middle of running, my asthma's going to flare.
So any exertion causes it, right?
So when my daughter, she doesn't have it bad, thank God, right? But, like, she has, like, good times and bad times where there are games where it doesn't bother her at all.
Yeah.
And then there are games where, like, after the second shift, she's like...
So I knew my brother couldn't be around, like, cigarette smoke.
Okay. Mm.
That bothered him really bad. And my father was a chain smoker and did not stop.
Well, I do wonder if maybe there were more kids that had it back in the day because of all the places you could smoke inside.
Secondhand smoke had to cause some of it.
It's a great question.
Plus, you have factory pollution.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's all gone away, right? The pollution isn't as bad
down,
as it was
yeah.
back in the day, and there is no smoking anywhere indoors. But
I wonder if allergies are way up.
So
I know so many people that have allergies.
So that's just it. In the article last night as to why we have so much asthma, they say the most common form of asthma is triggered by seasonal allergies, and they are brutal here.
Yeah.
They are brutal here.
So that might be it.
But there's also exercise-induced asthma, which seems to be really common here, too.
Just work it out?
Well, yeah, like we talked about with the tackle boxes full of inhalers that coaches would have to carry.
But I would just figure you're working out and you're breathing in all the pollen.
The pollen
it's like
working.
Screwing you up even worse.
Yeah, no, I hear that the pollen gets really bad inside ice rinks.
No, but you bring it in with you.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, you have to decontaminate the pollen in the ice. Are you an idiot?
You don't think there's pollen in, if there's pollen outside, it's coming in.
Bro.
How do you think the door opens? Pollen walks in with you.
It's like 16 doors to get into an ice rink.
Yeah, and all 16 doors have pollen coming in.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we find out yesterday, story on News 8, that Rochester, New York is the second worst place in America to live with asthma. And the reason we are so high on this list is the prevalence. We have a ton of people that have asthma. And here's the thing. It's actually way more serious than folks that don't have asthma understand.
Like what?
10 people die every day from asthma. And I know that doesn't...
I mean, like, worldwide?
No, nationally. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's asthma.
Yeah.
I mean, you never think of anyone dying of an asthma attack.
No, but I'm wondering if you have asthma and you got, like, other conditions that compound the situation.
Right.
Like you have a weak heart, you have a heart condition on top of the asthma.
Sure.
You croak.
Well,
like
news,
you just die from straight up asthma.
I don't know. I just gave you the note. What do you mean?
Because I say you fat. Because they did say fat people have asthma.
No, they didn't say fat people have asthma.
Well, let's say you're chubbing.
What are you hearing?
And you got the pollen going, and you just came from Abbott's because you're eating outside, you're eating too fast. And also that asthma kicks in, same time your chub kicks
in. You're doing what Kimmy was doing as a kid.
You have a heart attack.
Shut up. No, that's not dying from an asthma attack. That's dying from a heart attack.
My asthma is causing this through the ice cream I ate.
What are you talking about?
I hit my cholesterol.
Will you please talk, Kimmy?
I do wonder, after seeing this, though, like why we're the only upstate city that has this issue.
Yeah.
Because like I understand having these issues, especially in like more like polluted cities or cities with just a lot of people in general, but it's weird that we're the only city upstate that popped up on that list. Like, why us? Why not Syracuse? Why not Buffalo?
Actually, you know what? I don't want to know why you're left.
No, there's one other thing we're not factoring in.
What?
And you're going to disagree with me.
What's that?
This town is known for its nose. There is a Rochester nose. This is a big nose town. There's a lot of big schnozolas in this town.
Man, the way you describe people from Rochester, because you've also said everybody walks pigeon-toed.
Yeah. Between the pigeon-toed walking and the big schnoz breathing.
All right.
I think I'm thinking we're sucking in way more pollen than like other areas that don't have the big schnoz.
If anybody
look at the noses
from out of town is gonna talk about schnozes.
Walk around this building.
Bro.
By the way, you got to walk around the schnoz.
Your nose is so big.
How big is it?
It is a $600,000 mortgage on it. That's how big that nose is right now.
I got the Italian blower.
No, but I'm saying, how are you going to sit here and be like, the noses in this town? Maybe you brought them with them. Maybe everyone had cute, dainty noses.
Look around. Look around, bro.
They do not list large nose as a factor for why
they have
asthma.
It could be one of those sneaky things they don't do in these reports.
Bro, I don't think a big nose makes you breathe deeper or harder.
It does. Bigger nose, more air going in.
What are you talking about? You also say everyone on the west side's a mouth breather. What does that have to do with your nose?
Oh, yeah, between the big mouth and the big nose, y'all don't shut up.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Again, with Rochester being the second word. Y'all don't shut up. What does that even mean?
You talk, breathe it in, run your mouth.
Being an adult with asthma has to suck.
Oh, yeah.
Because you expect to see kids with inhalers.
Right.
You don't see a lot of adults with inhalers.
No.
So does that mean most people grow out of it? Or are there grown-ass people that are embarrassed to have to pull their inhaler out around other adults?
Or maybe it's not as serious as it was. Maybe you've learned what to avoid. I don't know.
Mm. But, I mean, there would still be times where it could be triggered without you expecting it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to guess. That people may be embarrassed as adults to have their inhaler on them at all times. Because
I would think a kid would be because you get picked on. Or an adult, like, it's just the way
it
is.
Well, but as a kid, like, I guess you're just told to use it when you need. Like, it's maybe something you don't think about, especially if there are other kids with the same problem.
And everybody had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I walked in there and I had an inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke it out. Sure. You would make fun of me.
I had asthma. I wouldn't say a word.
No, you know.
I wouldn't. And my daughter has asthma.
Oh, yeah. You would be. Oh, cool.
Asthma. Why would I? Yes, I would. But here's the thing.
It's a bright one, too.
If I walked in
and it's
in
bedazzled.
Here, if I walked in.
And it says Tommy on the side of it.
Oh, you got
to. I'll be cool with that.
I would be cool with that, not the bedazzled one. But if I walked in here. I love how you're trying to spin it because you knew where I was going. Did you learn how to take an inhaler from your mom?
What is happening?
Well, yeah, your mother would teach you how to use an inhaler.
You're not supposed to deep throat the inhaler.
So my mother taught me how to knob my inhaler.
Yes, okay. Well, you were doing the impression. No, I love how you spun
You inserted
it.
My mother in it.
Well, you do it. You put the inhaler in the wrong way. It's touching the back of your throat. Look, you spun this because you knew I was going to ask you if I brought an inhaler in here and used it, would you make fun of me?
Of course I would.
Why? It's a legitimate.
We make fun of everything we do.
It's a legitimate medical condition. It is.
I made fun of your heart thing.
That also makes you a monster.
I made fun of your hernia. You came and told me one day you came down with a case of doom. I made fun of you.
No, every time I see you, I come down with a case of doom.
I made fun of Kimmy's shingles.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
No, the universe has been saving it up for something big for you, buddy.
You're gonna get it.
You're gonna get it so good.
Ooh,
man.
God's gonna get you for that one, Tommy.
Like here's what I'm gonna need. Here's
attacked by the pigeons on his way out.
Kimmy, he's gonna be on his deathbed.
Ah, yes, karma.
I start walking around pigeon toed.
I need bigger karma. Tommy's going to be on his deathbed one day. Mm. And I mean, look at
him. Well, it's called a deathbed.
We're not that far off. Mm. And, you know, I've known you for a long time. Your wife and I, your wife knows the relationship that we have.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the hospital. And I'm going to say, listen, talk to your wife. I go, can I just have 5 minutes alone with Tommy?
Oh, yeah. That'd
be okay.
Parting wishes.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind. And I'm going to walk in and close that door.
Pat.
And I am going to laugh in your face for 5 straight minutes while you're in that hospital bed.
Pat.
Yeah.
Can you send your mom back in? I need my inhaler.
And then I'm going to take that pillow. I'm going to finish you off. Let's take a break. It kind of starts to make sense.
Yeah, but can I fix it?
You can grow out of it sometimes.
Grow out of it?
Yeah.
I've been growing out of crap.
Including those pants. He got those when he was in seventh grade.
That's when I made short shorts. Yeah, quality
big
fabric.
Big fan of a short seventh graders. Look, it seems like almost everyone born here has this or did have this at some point. Right. And maybe it's living here that's doing it to us. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Did you know?
What?
Rochester is the second worst place in America.
Wait, number two?
To live with asthma.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, and it's funny because I know so many people with asthma.
Everybody in Rochester has asthma. Everybody. Story on News 8 last night said they factored in three things when they were doing this study. And it wasn't News 8 that did this study. Mm. It was doctors, obviously. So the three factors were the prevalence of asthma, how many people have it, ER visits caused by asthma, and deaths caused by asthma.
Okay.
And the reason we are so high is, like you said, it's the prevalence. We have an enormous amount of people in the greater Rochester area that have asthma.
Do they know how you get asthma?
Yeah, you get bit by the asthma sparrow.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Just get rid of those damn things.
Got to put those spikes up, keep them away. I mean, I don't, there's probably, I don't know.
I don't know if it's genetic. I don't know how.
I mean, do you get it at, I mean, can you catch it, like, through the air?
Oh, you got a bad case of it.
Because it's a lung disease, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
You have those puffers.
Is it an inhaler? Yeah.
And people can, like, grow out of it, too, or get it later in life.
So my brother had it as a kid. And actually, he had it into his 30s.
So he had an inhaler into his 30s?
Yeah. And then I had a niece that had it.
So there's a lot of different factors. It could be allergies, infections, family history, weight can affect that. Allergies, obviously.
Right.
So, like, I had it as a kid. I grew out of it. My oldest daughter, my 14-year-old, has it. And, like, when I played sports as a kid, it felt like everyone had an inhaler on the sidelines all the way up through high school. And now, like, my daughter with hockey, she's been on teams in the past where kids had to write their names on the inhalers that they brought to the bench because the coach literally had 7 inhalers in his pocket during the game.
All right.
So, did you have asthma as a kid?
I didn't, but that was when I remember, like, noticing
disease.
It for the first time was... playing sports as a kid, and you'd see every now and then, like, a kid would have to take a break to go get their inhaler, but I'm like, faker.
Everybody thought those kids were faking.
Wait, what?
Everybody thought those kids were faking it, man.
Well, they always had to go do it at the most convenient time.
Yeah, because that's when your asthma
just
flares
saying.
Up. No, that's true. If I'm in the middle of running, my asthma's going to flare.
So any exertion causes it, right?
So when my daughter, she doesn't have it bad, thank God, right? But, like, she has, like, good times and bad times where there are games where it doesn't bother her at all.
Yeah.
And then there are games where, like, after the second shift, she's like...
So I knew my brother couldn't be around, like, cigarette smoke.
Okay.
That bothered him really bad. And my father was a chain smoker and did not stop. You grow out of it.
Well, I do wonder if maybe there were more kids that had it back in the day because of all the places you could smoke inside.
Secondhand smoke had to cause some of it.
It's a great question.
Plus, you have factory pollution.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. That's all gone away, right? The pollution isn't as bad as it was back in the day, and there is no smoking anywhere indoors.
But I wonder if allergies are way up.
So
I know so many people that have allergies.
So that's just it. In the article last night as to why we have so much asthma, they say the most common form of asthma is triggered by seasonal allergies, and they are brutal here.
Yeah.
They are brutal here.
So that might be it.
But there's also exercise-induced asthma, which seems to be really common here, too.
Just from working out?
Well, yeah, like we talked about with the tackle boxes full of inhalers that coaches would have to carry.
But I would just figure you're working out and you're breathing in all the pollen.
The pollen
and screwing you up even worse.
Yeah, no, I hear that the pollen gets really bad inside ice rinks.
No, but you bring it in with you.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, you have to decontaminate the pollen in the ice. Are you an idiot?
You don't think there's pollen in, if there's pollen outside, it's coming in.
Bro.
The door opens? Pollen walks in with you.
It's like 16 doors to get into an ice rink.
Yeah, and all 16 doors have pollen coming in.
Okay. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we find out yesterday, story on News 8, that Rochester, New York is the second worst place in America to live with asthma. And the reason we are so high on this list is the prevalence. We have a ton of people that have asthma. And here's the thing. It's actually way more serious than folks that don't have asthma understand.
Like what?
10 people die every day from asthma. And I know that doesn't...
I mean, like worldwide?
No, nationally. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's asthma.
Yeah.
I mean, you never think of anyone dying of an asthma attack.
No, but I'm wondering if you have asthma and you got like other conditions that compound the situation.
Right.
Like you have a weak heart, you have a heart condition on top of the asthma.
Sure.
You croak.
Well, the
like
good news,
you just die from straight up asthma.
I don't know. I just gave you the note. What do you
want? Because I say you fat. Because they did say fat people have asthma.
No, they didn't say fat people have asthma.
Well, let's say you're chubbing.
What do you hear?
And you got the pollen going, and you just came from Abbott's because you're eating outside, you're eating too fast, and all of a sudden that asthma kicks in, same time your chub kicks
See,
in.
You're doing what Kimmy was doing as
you a have
kid.
A heart attack.
Shut up. No, that's not dying from an asthma attack. That's dying from a heart attack.
My asthma is causing this through the ice cream I ate.
What are you talking about?
I hit my cholesterol.
Will you please talk, Kimmy?
I do wonder, after seeing this, though, like why we're the only upstate city that has this issue.
Yeah.
Because like I understand having these issues, especially in like more like polluted cities or cities with just a lot of people in general. But it's weird that we're the only city upstate that popped up on that list. Like, why us? Why not Syracuse? Why not Buffalo?
Actually, you know what? I don't want to know why you're laughing.
No, there's one other thing we're not factoring in.
What?
And you're going to disagree with me.
What's that?
This town is known for its nose. There is a Rochester nose. This is a big nose town. There's a lot of big schnozzolas in this town.
Man, the way you describe people from Rochester, because you've also said everybody walks pigeon-toed.
Yeah. Between the pigeon-toed walking and the big schnoz breathing.
All right.
I think maybe I'm thinking we're sucking in way more pollen than like other areas that don't have the big schnoz.
If anybody...
Look at the noses.
From out of town is going to talk about schnozzes.
Walk around this building.
Bro.
By the way, you got to walk around the schnoz.
Your nose is so big.
How big is it?
It is a $600,000 mortgage on it. Yeah. That's how big that nose is right now.
I got the Italian blow.
No, but I'm saying, how are you going to sit here and be like, the noses in this town? Maybe you brought them with them. Maybe everyone had cute, dainty noses.
Look around. Look around, bro.
They do not list large nose as a factor for
it
why
could be
you
one of those
sneaky asthma.
Things they don't do in these reports.
Bro, I don't think a big nose makes you breathe deeper or harder.
It does. Bigger nose, more air going in.
What are you talking about? You also say everyone on the west side's a mouth breather. What does that have to do with your nose?
Oh, yeah, between the big mouth and the big nose, y'all don't shut up.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Again, with Rochester being the second word. Y'all don't shut up. What does that even mean?
You talk, breathe it in, run your mouth.
Being an adult with asthma has to suck.
Oh, yeah.
Because you expect to see kids with inhalers.
Right.
You don't see a lot of adults with inhalers.
No.
So does that mean most people grow out of it? Or are there grown-ass people that are embarrassed to have to pull their inhaler out around other adults?
Or maybe it's not as serious as it was. Maybe you've learned what to avoid. I don't know.
Mm. But, I mean, there would still be times where it could be triggered without you expecting it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to guess. That people may be embarrassed as adults to have their inhaler on them at all times. Because
I would think a kid would be because you get picked on. Or an adult, like, it's just the way
it
is.
Well, but as a kid, like, I guess you're just told to use it when you need. Like, it's maybe something you don't think about, especially if there are other kids with the same problem.
And everybody had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I walked in there and I had an inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke it out.
Sure.
You would make fun of me.
I had asthma. I wouldn't say a word.
No, you know.
I wouldn't. And my daughter has asthma.
Oh, yeah. You would be.
Has asthma. Cool. Why would I? Yes, I would. But here's the thing.
It's a bright one, too.
If I walked in
And it's
in
bedazzled.
Here, if I walked
in And it says Tommy on the side of it.
Oh, you
better. You'll be cool with that.
I would be cool with that, not the bedazzled one. But if I walked in here. I love how you're trying to spin it because you knew where I was going. Did you learn how to take an inhaler from your mom?
What is happening?
Well, yeah, your mother would teach you how to use an inhaler.
You're not supposed to deep throat the inhaler.
So my mother taught me how to knob my inhaler.
Yes, well, you were doing the impression. No, I love how you spun
You inserted
it.
My mother in it.
Well, you're doing You put the inhaler in the wrong way. It's touching the back of your throat. Look, you spun this because you knew I was going to ask you if I brought an inhaler in here and used it, would you make fun of me?
Of course I would.
Why? It's a legitimate.
We make fun of everything we do.
It's a legitimate medical condition. It is.
I made fun of your heart thing.
Yeah, that also makes you a monster.
I made fun of your hernia. You came and told me one day you came down with a case of doom. I made fun of you.
No, every time I see you, I come down with a case of doom.
I made fun of Kimmy's shingles.
I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
No, the universe has been saving it up for something big for
Tom,
you, buddy.
You're gonna get it so good.
Ooh, man.
God's gonna get you for that one, Tommy.
Like here's what I'm gonna need. He's gonna get
attacked by the pigeons on his way out.
Kimmy, he's gonna be on his deathbed.
Ah, yes, karma.
I start walking around pigeon toe.
I need bigger karma. Tommy's going to be on his deathbed one day. And I mean, look at
him. Well, it's called a deathbed.
We're not that far off. Mm. And, you know, I've known you for a long time. Your wife knows the relationship that we have.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the hospital. And I'm going to say, listen, talk to your wife. I go, can I just have 5 minutes alone with Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be okay.
Parting wishes.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind. And I'm going to walk in and close that door.
Pat.
And I am going to laugh in your face for 5 straight minutes while you're in that hospital bed.
Pat.
Yeah.
Can you send your mom back in? I need my inhaler.
And then I'm going to take that pillow. I'm going to finish you off. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.